Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Jenny Fong, VP of Product Marketing at Apptio, an IBM company. Today, I'm joined by Volker Metten, our VP of Product Management, and we'll be discussing our latest research report, Executive Insights on Tech Investment Decisions. A lot about data platforms and data pipelines. Where's the future of data going? Where do we go from here? What's next?
I think we're at a very interesting point in time when it comes to how companies consume data, use data. I think when you look at the industry, the BI industry, the sort of data analytics industry, I think everybody is saying the same things around. It's less about creating a destination for data in terms of dashboards and reports and all of these things that have been around for the last 10, 15 years. And it's really more about bringing the data to the consumer where they need it. Meaning, if you're making a decision in a system, then you shouldn't go to the dashboard first, having to look at the data and then go back to the decision-making system to enter your decision there, that these things should come together. And then I think what we will see is that there are different types of users of data. There are people which kind of you can say have data in their job title, a data engineer, for example, and maybe a data analyst. Those people will go and still be around and still build data pipelines and still make and create data definitions and ensure that the analytics work correctly. You have people that work with data every day. If you look at finance, if you look at sales ops, they will still need dashboards, and that's okay. We will still create dashboards for these people. But there's a large group of people who don't have data in their title and don't use data every day for everything that they do, and they need data to make decisions. And so for this large group of people, and when you look at Gartner, when you look at other sort of researchers, you find that this is often 70-80% of your population within a company that don't use data on an ongoing basis. You want to bring the data to them. So it's all about kind of figuring out how to get into these systems, into these decision-making systems, into communication systems like Teams, like Slack, like email. All of these things are really relevant in terms of pushing the data to the end users. And that's a big trend that we're going to see in the next few years. And generative AI becomes a very relevant element for that, because that is how the systems are starting to effectively communicate with the end user, and how the end user can ask specific questions and dive deeper into the data without actually having to go to a dashboard.
And I'm impressed you are answering that question without the big buzzword of 2024, which is AI. Where does the role of AI fit into all of this?
I think the buzzword is really around generative AI, right? Because AI has been around for a bit, and it started with machine learning, and machine learning was the buzzword about 10 years ago, and every strategy document needed to have machine learning, and it went into AI, and then the kind of boundaries got fuzzy. What really happened in the last 12 months is that on top of these artificial intelligence systems, we now have generative capabilities that enable the communication between the end user and the system in a much more effective way. And I think that is the opportunity that we have to create this layer that takes bits and pieces of information and understands who the user is and creates really specific data extracts, really specific data points for these users that help them in their daily jobs. And I think that's where we're focusing on. We're trying to find ways within Apptio products to bring this information in a very intuitive, very communicative, generative way to our users, And that's where many other companies are investing as well.